community events.
Hi locals. Well, Gawler's big weekend is here, and the GBA sent our roving reporters Marilyn and Jeanette to the launch of the Gawler Jazz Festival, held at the Gawler and Barossa Jockey Club on Friday night. They talked about the Jazz Festival, the Sustainable Living Festival, and why Cozzy only feels normal when he's north of North Terrace.
I'm here at the Gawler race course where the Jazz Festival has just been launched by Cozzy and Louise Drummond. I'm talking with the Mayor of Gawler, Karen Redman. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Karen, from the council perspective, how do you see the Jazz Festival?
Oh, I just think it's a wonderful addition to our calendar. And now the Gawler Business Development Group have really made this an amazing draw card for people right around South Australia. They've been on the radio all week and promoting what is a wonderful, wonderful festival. And it's incorporating a number of festivals over the weekend. We've got our Village Fair, we've got the Sustainable Living Festival, and then we've got this fantastic jazz festival. So, you know, there's a band that I want to go to tomorrow afternoon called All Sold Out or Sold D. And a friend of mine plays, Megan Isaacson, and her husband, who's always grumpy, but he's lovely, Chris. he's so good. He's a really good sax player. So I'm going to go up there in the afternoon, have a bit of a listen at the exchange. So how cool is that? You walk around, you can walk to all the venues. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in your car, you can. But, you know, let's go for a walk, go get on your bike. And it's a really cool thing to do in gorgeous, beautiful Gawler. Fantastic. Well done, Gawler Business Development Group.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Now in its fourth year, the Jazz Festival is growing in size and reputation, and it owes much of its success to Sigrid Merliarchich.
We're here with Sigrid, who has been involved with jazz festivals since the first one. You were at the first one. You organised the second and third, and this is a year off for you.
Yes, this was organising the second and the third, and really happy to do so because I think it's a great event for Gawler. It really showcases our musical and talent ability, our foods and our lovely historic venues. So it's been a delight to be able to organise the second and third years for the Gawler Jazz Festival and to watch it grow, I think, in professionalism and confidence and expand the marketing. So I think, you know, the level of talent has also been very high, and we're lucky, you know, in the fourth year that has all continued to grow and flourish.
It is. You must feel really proud of your little bit in it.
Oh, well, look, I'm really happy to be a contributor. I did my best in pulling it all together those 2 years. But, look, I'm really lucky to have worked with such a supportive board with the Gawler Business Development Group mm-hmm. that had the foresight to say, well, Gawler really needs something. We know it's fabulous. We know it's a great place to live. We know we have great venues and restaurants. But, hey, you know, the rest of the world doesn't seem to know that. And so it's an opportunity to put our best foot forward. And I'm really, I guess, privileged to have worked with such a positive and supportive group.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But the Jazz Festival isn't the only event in Gawler this weekend. And Deputy Mayor David Hughes reminded us about the Sustainable Living Festival on Sunday the 6th.
Yeah, it's great for Gawler because the Jazz Festival does bring a lot of people into Gawler. The pubs and all the outdoor sites are full of people, and it's great to see a lot of people experiencing Gawler and to actually see a lot of venues full of people from outside or people bringing their friends from town into Gawler to see what Gawler's got. So it's great to see. It's very important.
Sustainable Living Festival on Sunday and the PA's Lane Ray Party on the tomorrow afternoon. So
it's all happening here in Gawler.
It's great. Yeah, and the Sustainable Fair on Sunday is well worth a good look. I think there's something for everyone, from children to adults. A lot of different gardening ideas. There's cooking demonstrations. Martin Bryant, the chef. Simon Bryant, the chef.
Food is always good.
Very important in Gawler is food, but also all the veggies and all the producers, and some will be giving away some of their secrets and tips for growing vegetables in Gawler. So I think there was something like 40 straw bales were being delivered this afternoon to sort of set the area up, and a lot of displays. The road will actually be closed on 7th Street, so this year is going to be quite a more of an atmosphere with people using the doctor's sort of surgery car park area, plus the Natural Resource Centre car park for displays. So it's going to be a very big event.
Something to look forward to, and GBA will be there.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's great to have community radio, and it's very important to local communities. It's extremely important to have community radio, and it sort of reaches a lot of different people in the community, so it's very, very good.
Finally, we couldn't get away without speaking to Cozzy from TV's South Aussie with Cozzy, who was on hand to officially open the Jazz Festival and to tell us about his wonderful Cows for Cambodia initiative.
Hey, it's Marilyn for GBA. We're standing on the terrace of the Gawler Racecourse, just admiring the view. With me is Cozzy.
Yeah, this is a nice first date for us, isn't it? It's kind of romantic here.
It is really romantic. Cozzy, I don't know, do you have a second name?
Well, I'm kind of like Sher. I've just got like one first name. No, my full name's Andrew Costello, but even my kids, if they don't call me Dad, it's Cozzy, so yeah.
That's great. Cozzy, have you been in Gawler before?
Yeah, I used to go to Roseworthy College, so I was a student at Roseworthy, and then Gawler was my local, so we used to come in here all the time, and then I moved to Craigmore, so Gawler was still kind of our central point, so I spent a lot of my young, sort of early 20s in and around Gawler. I fell in love with a girl at the McDonald's who used to serve 30-cent cones, and me and the boys from Roseworthy would just go around and around and around just so we could get served by her again. I wonder what she's doing now. I'd love to catch up with her. Even though I'm married, there'll be no more questions.
Oh, McDonald's people. That's amazing. Cozzy, are you a real jazz fan?
I love music, yeah. Now, I love country music. Country music will always have number one spot in my heart. But I do love jazz. I mean, it's laid back. It's funky. We've got a gun in the background here at the Jockey Club, and it's just really cool. And I love a big... What do they call them now? I'm no music expert. Like a big band, you know? Like, I love where there's...
Orchestra?
Yeah. The big jazz bands are cool. Yeah, very good.
They are indeed. And you're here to compare... tonight.
Yes, I am the host with the most. So, yeah, just hosting here. I did it last year. I really enjoyed it. You know, all the people were so laid back. And for me, it's lovely to get out here. So I'll spend some time this afternoon out north and doing a few things. And then, yeah, come here and host this. And then off to Cambodia tomorrow. So
Cambodia?
Yeah.
From Gawler to Cambodia in 24 hours?
Yep. I know. I'm going to the land of 25-cent beers over in Cambodia. So, yeah, no, it'll be really good. So I'm over there for 2 weeks and then...
So that pure holiday or work?
No, it's a bit of a weird story. I bought a cattle farm over in Cambodia and I set it up as a charity. So I call the charity, it's called Cows for Cambodia. And basically, we loan cows to the poor farmers over there. So the farmers that don't have cows, which is 90% of them, we let them borrow one of our cows. They get to keep the baby and then we keep our cows. So, yeah, it goes really well. So I'll go work on the farm and with the families, and I take over 30 South Australians tomorrow with me to come and help. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, and 30 of you, you would have fun while you were doing a really good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done in my life doing that. So I go over 4 times a year now, and then I come back from there in 2 weeks. I've got half a day in Adelaide, and then I fly to Darwin, and we film in the Northern Territory for 4 days, and then I come back, and I've got 3 days in Adelaide, then I'm back to Cambodia with another group. So, yeah, pretty busy.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
It's sheer pleasure. Yeah, I love hanging out in Gawler and north of Adelaide. I'm always at my happiest when I'm north of North Terrace in the city. So, yeah, it's lovely to be up here. And we are going to have a stunning night. Look at the little clouds floating around and perfect weather. Yeah, it's Gawler to a T.
So the Gawler Jazz Festival 2016 is officially underway, with smooth music and great food available at venues all over Gawler. So why not get out and about and check out some tunes? And don't forget, the Village Fair's on, the PA Laneway Party, the Sustainable Living Festival. There's so much happening in Gawler over Gawler's Big Weekend.